I was taken to the orphan's home. I was only 9 or 10. And I put my feet down on the sidewalk and they had to drag me in. I said, I'm not an orphan. And then later, some people said, well, it's better you forget about your mother. I said, but where is my mother? They said, she's dead.
Apparently, the word family has now become an unacceptable term amidst the pathologized workforce at Google. This accursed three-syllable construction has been labeled as exclusionary, for it generates a trigger response among homosexual programmers at the Giga Corporation, who prefer to think of their own synthetic unions as families, while its very notion profanes the religion among the plucky, careerist, cock carousel-riding spinsters-to-be, whose followers are also well-stocked at the offices of this vast, godless place. Families, and more specifically white nuclear families, are now considered an organic form of homophobia, according to this ragtag bunch of simulated aberrants, who diligently spy upon you every second of the day, while selling your personal data to government agencies, criminal organizations, and advertising corporations. The CivNat garden variety anti-SJW Sargonite cliques will certainly mollycoddle such notions for being couched in this way. The centrist pressure relief valve agenteurs, namely Jordan Peterson, Dave Rubenstein, and the neocon late-night pundits, would view this as a simple tech neurosis. However, we, in the deep new right, cannot merely tut-tut at the loss of meaning from language and culture, then call for the restoration of non-political workplaces, or sarcastically demand our audience to be shocked at the latest in liberal lunacy. Rather, we delve to the very bottom, to gain a profound understanding of what it is we're actually facing, what it intends to do, and why this is so. The Spandrel, one of the more incisive contemporary neo-reactionaries, is of the opinion that this is only a power play, that the cyberites are lording their newfound authority over a hapless population, on the pain of a loss of livelihood. Speaking out against their party politics gets you fired, and in certain EU countries, even jailed. This subjection also accomplishes the goal of humiliating us before our conscience by forcing our group to utter untruths, thus enslaving our sense of probity while constructing a society of emasculated liars. The truth, however, is much more sinister than that. The primary target of this cultural propaganda is the humble white normie, the salt of the earth John Q. citizen, who diligently works at his average everyday job to keep the world turning. By gaslighting this unknowing victim, our digital and institutional overlords are systematically making use of deception in order to make him question his memory, perception, and gradually his own sanity. And it's been a time-worn tactic of all sociopaths and narcissists to gain complete psychological dominion over their unfortunate prey. Gaslighting in the postmodern milieu, therefore, has taken on a new language of power. By assuming the levers of the cultural order, our neoliberal gatekeepers have effectively created an ersatz environment where they're all alone with us in a locked room. They've become the relentless abuser, standing in the corner, who controls the information flow, while we sit opposite them, the molested victim. But the white normie operates without this awareness. In fact, he's not even capable of visualizing such a paradigm, for he's bombarded relentlessly with calls for his capitulation at the altar of progressive, liberal, anti-white indoctrination. In fact, anything that draws a distinction between friend and foe, helpful and unhelpful, is impermissible, which retards the development of his survival cognition. The common gaslighting frames of reference that are so often used, such as race, religion, language, lifestyle, which have all become politicized concepts, can still be used to differentiate between enemies and allies, however, and this helps create a psychic map of the postmodern world in which one can be oriented. Moreover, it is still the surest path towards truth-seeking and self-actualization, the prime movers of the Faustian spirit. But neoliberal gaslighting simply intends to eradicate this process within the white normie population altogether, compounded further by the fact that its adherents control all of the psychiatric institutions, and may have even expanded the study and proliferation of psychology as a means of industrializing the gaslighting process itself against Western populations. And so, the notion of a nuclear family, now anathema to our hostile liberal masters, is slowly being rubbed out from the living consciousness of white normies everywhere. It's a top-down inversion of ideals, intended to subvert the general white population by a methodical process of gaslighting. When the horrifying numbers of white abortions are also considered, it has the ultimate purpose of decimating white reproductive rates completely. In the meantime, millions of non-white third worlders flow across the West's borders every year, and they most certainly will not be given such treatment. They'll be given every consideration, cultural and institutional support, and billions of white normie tax dollars to raise large, healthy families. And all the while, John Q. Citizen blindly sits by his television screen, anxiously contemplating his chest pain, which is worsening by the day, wondering what the world is coming to.